Hi, this is Ahmed Sharif and you are listening to From the Newsroom, your daily evening news catch-up show from Deccan Herald. Here are the top news of today, Tuesday, August 11, 2020. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced that his country has developed first vaccine that works quite effectively and forms a stable immunity against COVID-19, as that one of his daughters has already been vaccinated. Putin made the claim during a government meeting where he described it as a very important step for the world, the Sputnik News reported. He said that one of his daughters took part in the experiment and she was vaccinated against the coronavirus. Putin said, and I quote, "After the vaccination, she had a body temperature of 38 degrees Celsius, while the following day it was slightly over 37 degrees Celsius. That's it. After the second injection, the second vaccination, her temperature also rose a little and then everything all cleared up. She feels good and the antibodies are high. It works quite effectively and forms a stable immunity," unquote. Putin thanked everyone who worked on the first ever vaccine against the coronavirus and hoped that Russia will be able to start mass production of this medication in the near future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has set a 72-hour target to trace and test people who have come in contact with a COVID-19 infected person, while emphasizing that the country could emerge victorious in the fight against the pandemic if he could defeat the virus in 10 states that account for 80% of the cases. Modi's comments came during his video conference with chief ministers from 9 states of Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal, Maharashtra, Punjab, Bihar, Gujarat, Telangana, and Uttar Pradesh and Karnataka, which was represented by Deputy Chief Minister Ashwath Narayan. The Prime Minister noted that the number of daily tests, which has reached 7 lakh now, is increasing continuously and this has helped in early identification and containment. He also noted that the percentage of active cases was reducing while the recovery rate is increasing. Modi told chief ministers, and I quote, "These steps have boosted the confidence of people. The target of bringing down the fatality rate below 1% can be achieved soon," unquote. He emphasized the urgent need to ramp up testing in Bihar, Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, and Telangana. Quoting experts, Modi said that if the cases are identified in 72 hours, then the spread of the virus can be slowed down, and emphasized the need to trace and test all those who have come in contact with an infected person within 72 hours. Former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has said that a deep and prolonged economic slowdown in India due to the coronavirus pandemic is inevitable and offered 3 steps to help fight the crisis during an interview to the BBC. In the interview, Manmohan Singh said that the government should ensure people's livelihoods are protected and they have spending power through a significant direct cash assistance. He also said that the adequate capital should be made available for businesses through government-backed credit guarantee programs, and the financial sector should be fixed through institutional autonomy and processes. These 3 steps, he said, would help bring normalcy to the country in the coming years. Dr. Singh said, and I quote, "This economic slowdown is caused by a humanitarian crisis. It is important to see this from the prism of sentiments in our society and not mere economic numbers," unquote. BJP MP Anand Kumar Hegde stirred up another controversy by calling BSNL employees traitors who weren't willing to work to develop the beleaguered firm. More than 88,000 employees will be fired from the public sector unit as government will privatize the company, he said. In a video of an event held on Monday at Kumta in Uttara Kannada district, Hegde is heard saying, and I quote, "BSNL has a system filled with traitors. I am using accurate words to describe them," unquote. He further says that even the Narendra Modi-led government was unable to address the problems faced by the PSU. Adding that the central government will repair the firm by privatizing it, he said, and I quote, "The government has given money, people require services and there is infrastructure, yet they," that is the BSNL employees, "don't work. PM talks of Digital India has provided funds and technology, yet they are not willing to work," unquote. He further went on to add, "The BSNL has become a black mark for the entire country and that the central government will introduce disinvestment policy and close BSNL and the space will be occupied by private parties in the coming days." The centre has told the Supreme Court that high-speed 4G internet services can be allowed on a trial basis in 1 district each of Jammu and Kashmir divisions after August the 15th. Attorney General K.K. Venugopal submitted before a bench presided over by Justice N.V. Ramanna that Central Committee would review the outcome of trial after 2 months period. The impact would also be examined by the state-level committees periodically at least once in 7 working days. He clarified that any opening on the trial basis should not be in any area adjoining the international border or line of control. He said, and I quote, the area should have low intensity of terrorist activities and minimum spillover effect on neighboring areas, unquote. Taking his submission into consideration, the bench closed the contempt petition against the top officials of the Union government and the Jammu and Kashmir administration. Senior advocate Huzaifa Ahmadi, appearing for NGO Foundation for Media Professionals, submitted that the decision is a step forward. He, however, insisted for making public the decision of the review committee. The court asked the centre and the Jammu and Kashmir administration to file its reply within 2 weeks, including on a plea to review the decision every 5 days. That's it today from the newsroom. Tune in at 7 a.m. tomorrow for our feature show, The Lead. If you like this show, please share this podcast with your friends, family, and on social media. Do rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Yes, we are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. For latest news and top stories of the day, log on to www.deccanherald.com or visit the all-new Deccan Herald app. Check out our e-paper at www.deccanheraldepaper.com. Subscribe to our Telegram channel at t.me/deccanheraldnews. Take care and have a great evening.